10.
From the Director, Department of Human Resources, relative to reclassification of existing positions, reallocations of non-represented positions, advancements within the pay range, and all revisions to executive compensation positions. Informational only unless supervisors object.
Ms. Mitchell.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. The report before you, you'll see, is blank, and the reason for that is we've been encouraging managers to sort of hold off on these submissions as we prepare for a more comprehensive compensation review in the coming year. So we've sort of slowed things down, and that's why there's nothing here.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know if we need to do a resolution on this, but please, anytime you're using initials, the first time you need to explain what, for example, ECP is. I know it's executive compensation position, please put it in there, ECP, and then you can use it throughout the document once it's explained. But I think there should be a formal rule on that if we need to have one. Thank you.
I think people, I think that's a good suggestion. I hopefully you won't need a formal rule. That's sort of a formal rule you should learn in college when you're writing
Mr.
a report.
The budget document also did that, and people need to be reminded.
That was a good reminder. Anything further on this item? If not,